It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon in New York City, the beginning of another day in the life of the world's oldest and most prestigious jazz nightclub, the Village Vanguard. The customers start arriving around 9. At 9 o'clock is time enough to get a good table, even if you're not Phyllis Diller.
5 minutes, Mickey.
Max Gordon makes sure the show starts on time. He's rarely missed a performance since he launched the Vanguard in 1934, 52 years ago.
We didn't have just a jazz policy exactly, you know, at the beginning. We had shows, we had comedians, we had singers, and of course singers had to be accompanied by a jazz trio at least. Mm-hmm. But then later, of course, as time went on, we became a just completely jazz place.
Guitarist Kenny Burrell has been playing the Vanguard since 1959.
You know, jazz has that old traditional reputation of being smoky joints, you know, raggedy and not so clean. But the point is, the music has evolved out of this situation. And I think the Vanguard represents the best of all of that. But it has a lot of other elements, and it's the elements come from the care and love of Max Gordon for the music.
Gordon, who is 84, started the club with a $300 loan. He and wife Lorraine try to book performers whose music they can personally get excited about.
I personally like the acoustic type of jazz. The old jazz I like too. Had a band in here the other day, 16 men. Lenore Jacquet brought them in, and he played those old jazz pieces, the Ellington and all those great jazz artists that used to of a generation ago, and the people loved it.
Vanguard change weekly, except for Monday nights. For the past 20 years, Mondays have been reserved for the big band headed by drummer Mel Lewis. He says because of the size of his group, he often loses money on the gig, but he doesn't mind.
Nobody gets rich in this place, including the owner, except with music.
Rich music, the best in jazz, is what the Vanguard, what Max Gordon, has always been about.
I remember going up to see an agent. I think it was Joe Glazer. And he really convinced me to go into jazz policy, because he was an agent for a lot of jazz people, and he wanted to find a place for them to work. And I remember he and some of the men that worked for him got me in their office and sat me down and convinced me that I should maybe go into jazz, because I could find acts. I could find jazz groups. They were always around.
Well, you had some of the truly great artists here. You've had Dizzy Gillespie. You've had people like Bill Evans. You've had Miles Davis. Who were some of the people that you remember most fondly?
Well, John Coltrane, for instance, is one of the men I remember very well. Mingus and I were pretty good friends. Mingus, he was a tough guy to handle, but I've learned to handle him, you know. He once broke the front door down and threw it down the stairs. I think it's because he wanted some money, and I didn't have enough money at night as we were closing to give him, and he got sore. I don't stay as late as I used to. I used to be here at 3, 4 in the morning. Now I go home around midnight, maybe 11:30, and I take it easy. I'm not as young as I was. Yeah, I'm not as young as I was. Years are adding up.